שיר נ"ז.
מוסס עומר רבי יצחק. אם יגדילו יכולים למחוץ. איבן דה הלוכה הסגר קוטן מטבילים מויסי על דאס בייס דין. אם יגדילו יכולים למחוץ. ונדס הלוכה בעצם זה לאלף חלוקים, הוא שווה את הגולדוך. הוא שווה את הגולדוך אולף בחלוקים. לגמור איזה מחדש שמגדילו יכולים למחות. You could make a מחות. So the first shaila is, we mentioned already, what is the חידוש של רבי יוסף אם מגדילו יכולים למחות? Every זוכין in the world, the Gemara says in Bebasra Kuf Lamed Ches, if you mezake to a person a chayfetz, when he comes and he sees that you are mezake to him a chayfetz, he could say that he doesn't want it. Evi zochin, the halacha, the guy could say, ich will nicht. Omar Rabbi Yosef, im igdilu yecholim limchos. Oh, but let me tell mechazik the kasha. Abaye tries to slug him up. Rove tries to slug him up. So the Gemara, why Abaye doesn't slug from here? Like Rove doesn't slug from here? Kilub sachidush from Rabbi Yosef. The Rif, bichlal, doesn't bring down the halacha from Rabbi Yosef. What is this new chidush? It's halacha from Rabbi Yosef. You could make a mechoy. Every zochin you could make a mechoy. And there state it's a chidush. It's a chidush from Rabbi Yosef. You could make a mechoy. So we mentioned. The first mahalach is the mahalach from the Rashba in Kiddushin. Zog the Rashba, in every schus a person could be moiche. And say that it's not a schus for him. Like in a matone. Why? Because be'etzem every schus is a schus and is a choiva. So midin zochin we could be mezaket to the person. He could come later and say, for me it's a choy. You're right, you wanted to make zochin, but for me it's a choy. But b'schus gomul you can make a mechoy. What is a schus gomul? The Rashba says like a metzia. Metzia is a schus gomul. Then you can make a mechoy. It's a schus gomul, you can't make a mechoy. Only matonah, so in the matonah zichye. Zog de Rashba, but it's another halacha. Ein zochim leodom ba'al kolchoy. Even that you can't say later that I didn't like it and I didn't want it, you can't megale bedaz that it's not a schus, but it's another halacha, ein zochim leodom ba'al kolchoy. Ein zochim leodom ba'al kolchoy. You can't mezak it to a person ba'al kolchoy. So again, there's one halacha in a schus that you could say tomorrow that by me it's a choyva. This is an evi zochin. And a schus gomo you can't say tomorrow by me it's a choyva. But it's a halacha in zochim la'odom ba'al kolchoy. You can't force a person. Zog the Rashba, where is the mocker for this new halacha if in zochim la'odom ba'al kolchoy? Zog the Rashba. Zog the Rashba, the mocker for the Zaloche, if in Zochim Laodom Baal Kolchoy, is the Sugi Bayas, im Igdilu Yechonim Limchus. It's a schus gomo to be a Yid, even though it's a Sarkadai to have the BFK in Nichalei, aber, the Maskona is a schus gomo to be a Yid, so Rabbi Yosef is Mechadish, even though it's a schus gomo, and you can't come tomorrow and say, I didn't like it, it was not a schus for me, it's not worth it for me, aber you could say, ich will nicht. So the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef is that it's a din that even by a schus gomor you could say a mechoy, and it's not because you megal it das that it's a choy, nor is a halacha von ein zochim la'odom ba'al kolchoy. This is the teretz of the Rashba. Second teretz we said, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef? Could be that it's medin zochin, you don't have to say so stark that it's a schus gomor. So what is the chiddush? Sal kedai toch amine, the Ramban already said that mechoy only helps when it's gair al das ovid. But well, that's based in Mechoya doesn't help. As a klal in Shas, the imkein makoyach based in Yofa. So I will think maybe as a klal of makoyach based in Yofa, and Mechoya doesn't help. Kamashma lo that it does help. Kamashma that it does help. And we don't say makoyach based in Yofa. But again, it's a chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. Abaye tries to slug it up. Rabbi tries to slug it up. So these are two terutzim that we mentioned. Under the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef is that even that it's a schus gomor, and you can't say that it's a choif to you, but it's chadish in the suge, or the Rashba brings out in Kiddushin Chof Beis, and mezakim la'odom ba'al kochoy. Under the chiddush of the suge is that I would think that you could say that makayach based in yofek, kumash malo. Tesis and Sanhedrin that we saw yesterday has a new pshat in the Gemara. The sugi has no shaykhus to zochim. This we already explained yesterday, that this sugi doesn't have shaykhus to zochim. Not going back to that. So what is the mechoy of Rabbi Yosef? Is mechadish tesis a new pshat in Rabbi Yosef? If tesis is so gishmak. It's not the din mechoy of zochim. The din mechoy of zochim, Rabbi Yosef didn't come to say it. He was not a parsha of zochim. Is missing the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The kid is missing a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Because when he was a cotton, he is not mekabel mitzvahs. So the pshat in the Gemara of Tesis is a little bit different. When he became gadol, when he becomes a gadol, he needs to be mekabel the mitzvahs. And if he's moicha and he says that he's not mekabel the mitzvahs, the mele is oisiyit. So the etzim, it's not a mechoy, it's a lack. The ayinu, when he becomes a gadol, he has to be mekabel the mitzvahs. So Loshon HaTesis says that if he sits quiet, thus alone is the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The ma'is of Tesis by us, maybe with Tesis by us is easier. Tesis says, V'chigotlo v'noago minagyadus. It has to be that she's knowing minagyadus. So if you become godl and you're knowing minagyadus is a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and if you don't do the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, you say, Chvil nizaynayid, so bimele you become oisayid. This is the mechor of Rabbi Yosef, is missing a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And the mechor is not really, I don't want to be a yid, but etzim, you need a positive Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and if you're not mekabel the positive Kabbalah's mitzvahs, then mainly you're not a yid. I mean, how you're not mekabel? You say you don't want. But etzim, it's not a ma'isa mechor, it's a lack of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And the priest can say, l'moshel, a very shein and afkemine. What would be when the kid becomes a godl, and he's very happy that he's a yid. But he grew up, l'mazorim, like a modern yid. So the ma'is is sayer b'liyashiv sayer b'shamazam and all. If a person is megayer to be madan, has nishkin ger. Because the most of a person not planning to eat badas, the ma'is al pi aloch, you're not allowed to eat those zachim. So was a yid, no, a kodesh baruch hu yislach loy. But in the Kabbalah smitzah, when a person not planning to cover his ear. So this is the ma'is of tshuva from all the poison, it's not called gerus. Why? Because a pi aloch you have to. The Gemara says, if you're missing even one thing in the Kabbalah smitzah, if a person mekabel tof reishut beiz mitzah, has nishkin yid. So what if someone is megayer ger kodesh? Shh, Yitzchok, Yitzchok, the mic is not working, sir. So it's hard for me. So if a person is mekabel oil mitzvahs and he's missing one mitzvah in the Kabbalah, so he's nishkenit. So what would be if this kid, he's megayer, now he becomes 13 years old, he's a yid, but nishken mekalke bechamura. So if you ask him, you're happy that you're a yid? If he says, you're happy that I'm a yid, he says, yeah, I'm happy that I'm a yid. Although, how he's planning to behave, the way he's behaving. So lefi Tesfis, and lefi the Rashba, he's a yid, there's no mechor here. He's not saying it's not a schus for him. He wants to be a yid. He's planning only to keep it lemechtel shlish and revir. But we're not, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was then based on the Kabbalah's mitzvahs for him. Now is the deal. If he gets up and he says, Eini chofetz, ein zochim lodom ba'al kochay, don't do it to me. So he has a koyach to be akerit. But calls man that he's not akerit. Calls man that he's not oiker and he's not doing a ma'isa akira, he stays a yid. Mashiachin, if you have to have the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if you don't have the ma'isa Kabbalah's mitzvahs, b'meila he's not a yid. B'meila he's not a yid. Now, kumt Reboch Ber, and Reboch Ber asks a kasha. What is the pshat in Tesis? He's missing a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and he's going to be kabbal the mitzvahs when he'll become a big kid. When he becomes a godl, he's planning to be kabbal the mitzvahs. So how is a yid in between? How is a yid in the meantime? Zog Baruch Ber, you can learn pshat in Tesis that the vile is not a yid, and he will become a yid when he becomes 13. Because the whole Tesis was giboit that he's a yid right away. Tesis says kedemuchach that you're allowed to marry him, you're allowed to do beer with him, that he's a yid right away. Aber he's missing the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He's missing the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So when is man to do the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? When he's old. Fight the Baruch Be'er, but the Val is not a Yid. And the Teisa steht klar that he's a Yid right away. What is the Havana in Teisa? So the Lashon of Rebbe Baruch Be'er is that the Geirus is Mila V'Tvile and is a Tnai to Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And the Tnai you could keep later. If you do it later, so lemafreya you're a yid. If lemafreya you're not mekabel the mitzvahs, so lemafreya you're not a yid. Mila v'tvile. Mila v'tvile is the ma'aseh geirus. Lal mila v'tvile is the ma'aseh geirus. You can't have it without that. Kabbalah's mitzvahs is only a tnai. And lal kabbalah's mitzvahs is only a tnai. You could do the tnai later. It's a big chiddush of a Baruch Be'er. So I could do the tnai later. If I'm mekabel the yadus later, I'm afraid I'm a yid. If I'm not mekabel, I'm not a yid. Baruch Lanel says it klor in Yevom Samaches that the Avona in Tesis is that it's a geirus with a tnai of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but the tnai could be miskayim later. These are the words of Rebbe Baruch Be'er, and these are the words of the Baruch Lanel. But it's a big chiddush, and I want to explain. The Pashtas Advorim, the way Reb Nochem understood Reb Baruch Be'er, so kilo I'm doing a Geirus, is a Tnai in the Geirus of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that Tnai could be done later. Could be only by a kid that can't do it. Someone that could do it and doesn't do it, so could be the Tnai doesn't help to do it later. But I could do the Tnai later. But the Tnai needs to be done. Frank Reb Nochem, so what would be if the kid dies before he becomes a Godel? So then for sure he's not a yid. And it's a geirus with a tnai that you will make a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So if he died later, before he became a godel, so maybe he was never mekayim the tnai. So while he was never mekayim the tnai, he's never a yid. Mele fregdim nochem, the case of Teisvus and Sanhedrin was that the kid died. Ger eilat etzor lechazer achov, that he doesn't have kids, he died when he's a cotton. One of them gave the ganze Teisvus to say that he's a ger day reise. So again, if the Avona is pshuta in Rebbe Baruch Be'er and Baruch Laner that Geirus needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs, there is a tnai, and he could do the tnai later. If he was mekayim the tnai, he's a yid, and if he's not mekayim the tnai, he's not a yid. So Melech Lekim Nochem, if he died, he was never mekayim the tnai. So some want to learn in taste was different. That it's not stam a tnai, zalderch b'shite. When he's a kid, it's not missing Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Why it's not missing Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Because he can't make Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He's a little kid. Like a lady can't do a bris milah, she's a yid without a bris milah. Like in the Ubo, we said in the Ramban, that he's megaya without the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So this kid also is megaya without the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And later, when he becomes a godel, then it's me'akev. Like the Ubo, when he goes out la'avir o'ilam, then it's me'akev. So now the shayla, what happens if he's not mekabel the mitzvahs? So lefi them, Reb Nochem wanted to say, if we're going back to the beginning of the sugya, so from when he starts to be a yid, only from the time that he becomes a godel. This was the shit that's Reb Nochem b'das Rashi and b'das Rambam, that the mechoy only is mikan v'le'abo. The mechoy is only mikan v'le'abo, not the mafreya. Because be'etzim you need a kabbalah's mitzvahs. You need a kabbalah's mitzvahs. Without the kabbalah's mitzvahs, you're not a yid. But when you're cotton, it's not me'akev. When you become a godel, it's me'akev. But it's a mechudosh nekazach, so someone is a yid, and then he stops to be a yid. It's a dvorim chadosh. Okay, we had diukim in Rashi, we had diukim in the Rambam. So some want to learn like this in Tesis, then it's good. But Reb Baruch Be'er told us nishta zeh. Reb Baruch Be'er told us that if he's moiche, he's a goy lemafreya. If he's moiche, he's a goy lemafreya. So you have to say maybe nazan nusach. It's a tnai, the pshat. A person that can be mekabel mitzvahs, we don't need him to be mekabel mitzvahs. If he could be mekabel mitzvahs, we need him to be mekabel mitzvahs. So Kozman, he can't be mekabel mitzvahs, so we don't need it. When he becomes a godel, so then he needs the tnai. So if he does it, then he becomes a yid lemafreya. And if he doesn't do it, then so he's not a yid. I'll say more from that. Not that he becomes a yid lemafreya. The vayil is a yid. Not that he becomes a yid lemafreya. The vayil is a yid. The vow, the tnai is not negeah. When the tnai is negeah, if he's mekayim the tnai, so ainu chanami, he stays a yid. But if he doesn't do the tnai, so the yadus is batel mafreya. So So these are the three nuschos and tesis. Other time it's a geirus with a tnai. Time you're missing something, you can do it later. Reb Nochem understood the barazayif. In the end, you die, you're cut, and you never became the tnai, so it's bottle. So it's the pashtus. Other we learn pshat, like Reb Nochem wanted to say a tesis. Because he didn't like the first shot. So that's Mechoy Mikan Velehabo. And he was Medayek in Rashi and the Rambam that the Mechoy is Mikan Velehabo. Other we could learn Pshat, that is a Tnai. No, the Pshat is, Kozman, you cannot be Mekabel Mitzvah, the Tnai is not Me'akev. When you can be Mekabel Mitzvah, the Tnai is Me'akev. And then if you're not Mekabel, B'meile it's bottle. B'meile it's bottle. If you're not Mekabel, B'meile it's bottle. I think it's very glad. It's very glad. Avada will have a suffix, I don't know, claw. What would be if a kid is Megayer, Ger Cotton, and he becomes 13, and the valley doesn't know that he could make a Mechor? Aval Lemaisen, now he needs to be Mekabel. So, Lechure, the valley will not be a Yid. No, he did a Mila and Tvila. Now he's a Godel. Now he needs to be Mekabel. Now he can be Mekabel, now he doesn't know yet. So the Metzias he doesn't know, but Be'etzem he's Roy LeKabbalah. So I don't know exactly what would be the halacha then, if he will be a Yid in the meantime at that time or not. Who now he needs it and he's not Mekayim that night. Yeshli Istapik. We'll go weiter. The Rishonim have a Shaila. Second Shaila of the Sugya, V'gdilu Yecholim Limchis. The Rishonim has the following kasha. Higdilu yecholim limchos. Dehainu, when they're a little kid, he can't be moicha. Higdilu yecholim limchos. But if he's a kid, he can't do a mechot. Kevon shegod lo shoachas velo michto, shuv eino yecholim limchos. So when exactly you do the mechot? When you're a kid, it doesn't help. When you're a god, already it's too late. When is the time that you do the mechot? When is the time that you do the mechot? This kasha look inside for the Yishonim al Adas. This is the kasha that is Yishonim. Frey the Teis Yishonim. When you make the mechot, when you're a little kid, it doesn't help. When you're an older kid, kevon shigdilo shachas v'lemichto shurenei chayle limchis. So Teis Yishonim says she has to start the mechoyah 2 minutes before she becomes gdoila. She's moicha, moicha, moicha for a couple minutes. If she doesn't want to be a yid, she has to moicha in. The Rashba says it a bit different. The Meiri says we give an hour. Shah achas means we give us an hour. Yeah, no one understands. It says any of them, my koshala, you give an hour. Doesn't make sense to give out. Zog de Meiri, that Tesis answered it. Lechi Godlo v'im Teima, v'alo kvar Godlo hi, she nairo. Kevin she bas knas. U'mefor eshri lechi Godlo v'noago min agiadus. So I want to explain. We have a festa machleikes belomdes sufficient that Teis Yeshonim. Teis Yeshonim and the Rashbo are kegen Teisvus. Teis Yeshonim, the Rashbo and the Meiri learn when she becomes big, she has to say no. If she doesn't say no, she loses her chance. Frek the Teis Yeshonim, when is the time to say no? It's very small the time. Before, after. Once you could say no. Zakta, she has to start when she's little. The whole time to say no. The media says you give an hour. The Rashba says a little bit more time. Taisa says not to say no. She needs to say yes. Lechigodlo v'nago minag yadus. She can't be moicha when she's little. And if she's big and she said yes, it's chal. For sure, if you taste this in Sanhedrin, it's bullshit. She needs kabbalah and mitzvahs. I don't know if taste here is going to taste in Sanhedrin. So taste says, "V'noagom min agiados." Look in taste, "Bo amasr lechigodlo." No chamol. "V'noagom min agiados." So you say this like a machleikus. So Achronim say a lot of tales to explain the machleikus. But the Rishonim learned that taste. Yeshonim learned that the mechoyim means she has to yell no. If she doesn't yell no, B'meila she becomes a yid. Fragt der Shimame, doesn't have time to do it. So the Meir, no, what he's asking, you give some time, ich weiß nicht. So the Teitz says, no, it's not to say no. She has to say yes. So she becomes a G'doyla, and she didn't say yes. And after an hour she says no, it's no. Kilo lefi the Rishonim, be'etzem, you have to say no. If you don't say no, b'meila it's yes. And the Rishonim don't say because there's a umdene, if you didn't say no, you meant yes. Because then what they're asking Akash is no time. There's no time, so there's no umdene. The Rishonim understand, you have a schus to say no right away. If you don't say no right away, zil. Taisa says he be'etzim needs to say a yes. He has to be masking. Not that we need his askome, but if he made his askome, then he can't change his mind anymore. Because man leinoago mina giadus, and she was tam gdoilo, she could say no a little bit later also. The Teisus Rit comes to answer the kasha, and the Teisus Rit azay zok the cheshek shloima. The Teisus Rit answers the kasha. The Teisus Rit says amod nezach. Higdilu yecholim limchis means from the time that they're 7 or 8 years old. Kevel shegodlo sha'achas veloy michto means from 13 years old. Let me know that they read inside. Yecholim limchis. Pirush yecholim lo imar yev shili esgerim. Ve'ein lanu la'on sham bebeizdim. Ve'im kidesh isho mishamicho ish tzricho get. Ve'davko shlo yegiu lichlal shtei sayres. אבל אם יגדילו ולא ימיכו אפטר שתי סיירס, אין יכולים למחוס. ואם מיכו הרי הוא כי ישראל מומר, וקידוש וקידושי. ויגדילו, the Rabbi Yosef, that you could make a מחוי, לאו דווקא שבואו לכלל עונשים. Then already you can make a מחוי. אלא שבואו לכלל דס, ועדיין לא יבואו לכלל עונשים. זוג דאגוס חשקשלם מהן הדף, עד התייסס ריד. התייסס ריד came to answer the תייסס ישון עם סקשה. Again, what is the kasha? Mitzad Echot says when you're a little kid, you can make a mechon. Mitzad Sheni says the chigodlo shuv ein yechoy lelimchos. So when you do the mechon, when you're a kid, you can. When you're older, it's too late. So this is showing him you start when you're a kid and it goes in. To me, he says we give you a minute. They said no. Even if you become a kid, close one, you're not knowing mina godless, you can make a mechon. Zog the cheshek shleime that this is Rit came to answer the kasha. And the Teisus Rit answered. The Mechoa starts when you're 7 or 8 years old. Oh, but even if you're not Mechoa when you're 7 years old, you can Mechoa when you're 8. You're not Mechoa when you're 8, you can Mechoa when you're 9, when you're 10. When you can't do a Mechoa anymore? When you're 13. Or when she's 12. She'igil lichlal sayres. This is his answer. Zog de Welt, what is the London? So it's two drochim. The yeshiva shetere is that this Teisus Rit is the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer says v'das Rambam that a goy sheloy nemru bo yaloche lemoishu misinai veloy nemru bo yishiyurim, his godless is from 7 or 8. When he's 7 or 8 years old, he becomes a godl. Well, he becomes a godl. A goy does not plan to be a yid. He's planning to stay a goy. We know a little kid. A little kid cannot do kinyonim. A little kid cannot do kinyonim. Only an older kid. So a little guy wants to sell something. The halacha is why is a little kid he can't sell. When he could sell, when he becomes a gadol. What is the age to become a gadol? Zog the Chasam Sefer and Shuv Reish Chof Zayin, Emshin Chof Zayin. When he's bedas, 7 or 8. Halocha lemoishu misinai nemar beYisrael. How we know a gadol is a 13? Shtei Cyrus, yes, Shtei Cyrus nish, what the seichel changes. Halocha lemoishu misinai, this is the age, and this is the way it works. So halocha lemoishu misinai, and it doesn't change. This is only by a yid, by a goy. Mele zok de velt azay. To make a mechoy, to say that he doesn't want to be a yid, and to be back a goy, so if he yells, I'm not a yid, he becomes a goy. A 7-year-old guy could say that he doesn't want to be a yid. But if he wants to be a yid, he's a little kid. So decide yes is only when he becomes 13. To decide no, he could decide when he's 7. אז זה זוג דבר פשט את תשע עשרית. The Minchaschino has a suffix. No one knows where the Minchaschino suffix exactly exists. Even the Minchaschino says it like Dargoy and everything, yeah? What would it be if a person was a Ger Kotten? He said no, and then he wants to say back yes. It works, so he has to make a new Mila Vetvila. So it's a big suffix. Where exactly we could stell the suffix for the Minchaschino? Where we could stell the suffix for the Minchaschino? We will show the suffix for the Minchas Chinuch. We will show the suffix. So there's a lot of stuff in different places where we could show the suffix for the Minchas Chinuch. But for sure in the Teis Yisri would be a very interesting shaila. He said no when he was 7 years old. As a goy he could say no. If he decides to say yes, he's a yid. So he was a little kid, so he never said no. But this is the shaila. He could be chayzer and say, I want to be a yid. And the tzad that I want to be a yid, so I was never a kid. So I never said no. On the name. Yes, he's not. Chaschinuch is misufik. Chaschinuch is misufik if you say no, if you could go back to say yes. Avad, we go in the tzad lemafreya. Could start the Chaschinuch and Tesis in Sanhedrin. Stop. So it's a lack of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but it helps to become the mitzvahs later. Right? Some show the suffix of Minchas Chinuch Stam and the Tesis in Sanhedrin. Tesis said that's a missing Kabbalah's mitzvahs. What would it be if he wants to choose to become the mitzvahs? I saw in the Arzah de Beirav, he wants to say andere pshat in the Teis Yisrid. Not to say such lomdes that Teis Yisrid means back and forth. Zag der Azeh. That the Minchas Chinuch, the Teis Yisrid means that avada, a person to have a das, you have to be a gadol. A katan doesn't have a das. But to say no, avada, it's enough a das of a katan. La'aloche. You mezak is something for a kid. And the kid says no. So when a kid says no, you don't have to have a das of a gadol. To say no, I've had a little kid, not. But if you have a das, if you have a das, so I've had a das, kinyan, you have to be a gadol. But to say no, it's enough oinas apeutas. There's no chalois kinyan. Says to say you don't want zochin, you don't have to be a bardas for a kinyan. To be koine, to make shlichus, you did to be a godl. But to say no, you could be a cotton. You have to have a das. So the Teis Yisrid learns in Migdilu means if he has a das, he could say no. To say yes, ein echanami, you need to be bar kinyan. If you're not bar kinyan, you can't say yes. If you're not a Barkin, you can't say yes. But to say no, you can say no, even Bechai Gavre. Even Bechai Gavre. So again, this is interesting. The other Rishonim learn, no, right away. Now, the Yam Sheshloime, we already mentioned it once. Just wanted the Sugya to be a double Sholem. The Yam Sheshloime declares from what age the kid makes a Mechoy. The Yom Sheshleimer wants to say a chidush that if the kid doesn't know that he's a ger katan, if the kid doesn't know that he's a ger katan, and he's 12 and he's 13 and he's 14 and he's 15 and he's 16, he could vay to make the mechoy. Till he never knew, his lashon is shelo yoda or shenase bekatnusoy veino zeicha shehoya ger katan yochoy limchoys. Afilu keben 15, keben 16, you could make the mechor. You could carry on doing the mechor. Calls man, he doesn't know that he's a ger katan, you can make a mechor. As I told the Yam Sheshleime. Now, the world is misupek if this Yam Sheshleime fits with the Rishonim. The fit Teisves, maybe. No Agum Mina Gyadus, but she has to know that she's doing it. She has to know that she's a Gerkot. She has to know that she's a Gerkot. But the fit Rishonim that they say is no time. So, also the Rishonim meant that she has to know? She has to know. Mechateza, she has to know. She has to know that she's a ger kot. As they zog the Yamsha Shleim. Comes Reb Shlomo Zalman, and we mentioned it yesterday. Reb Shlomo Zalman says a second chidush. This avada doesn't stim with the Rishonim. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that not only that she has to know that she's a ger kotten, he has to know that he has the option to turn back. But if he doesn't know that he could make a mechoe, so be mele sigonish. Avos lo as choylek, and Shevet Alevi says, ma pitom? Mevurim, all of the Rishonim here, that they didn't give a limit of time. They were all busy, there's no time. What is the kasha? The guy has to have time to be meche. The Rishonim don't have to give him time. If the Rishonim are not giving him time, so what is the whole story of Shemazam? Shemazam says, the vote is, he knows, and maybe if he tastes, he's masking to stay, maybe if he tastes in Sanhedrin. But if the guy is not masking to stay, where's the guy that he wants to be a Yid? Where's the guy that he wants to be a Yid? Right? This is Bashkofer Rishonim. You don't have to ask him if he wants to be a Yid or not. Shemazam can learn like this. He could make a Mechoe, and if he didn't do it, oh, he was masking, now it's too late. Aber Kol Zman, he doesn't know that he was masking, so we don't have his Askame. So he has vital the right to say that he doesn't want. Can we need his Askame? If he knew that he could change his mind and he didn't change his mind, oh, we have his Askame. Kein Yam Shishloime. If he knew he's a Gerkotten and he stayed a Yid, oh, Sino Agerus. But if he didn't know that he's a Gerkotten, or he didn't know that he could change his mind, where is his Askame? We don't have Askame here. This is the Svar of Rav Shlomo Zalman Rebbe. But I'm saying, this is nice when you learn only the Gemara. But when you see all the Rishonim ask the Kasha. When he's a little kid, he can't be Meicha. When he's big, it's too late. So the Meir says, maybe we give an hour. But what do Rishonim want? They don't give the guy a time to decide that he wants. It says, Aschus Mechoe. So what does the Rishonim answer? Is he has to start to yell when he's a kid. And when he goes into being ready, he's Meicha. I'm not asking if he was having his time. It's also no time. Because from the minute that he knows, that minute it's chav. I'm not saying, I want to explain. Some people think that Rav Shemazaman Shver is, the Rishonim have a limit of time. If you have to know, so what is the problem? Before he knows, he can't make a mechor. When he knows, it's too late. This is the Rishonim's kasha. I'm not asking from the Rishonim's kasha. But the Rishonim, what is the avonah of the sugya? Shemazaman understands, we have to give him the chance to make a mechor. And he has to know that he could make a mechoe. And then, if he's not meichet, it's askom, and then it's too late. Again, we're going to feed the Rishonim, he's already a yid. No, but he has a schus mechoe. And if he didn't show achas velemichu, he lost the schus. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he knew that he could lose, and he is not meichet, he's a raya. If he didn't know that he could lose, it's nishken raya. And Andrew Zogan, the Rishonim is not mashma. Such as that, the Rishonim is mashma stam. He has a time to be moicha, and if he's not moicha, maybe if he tastes moragumina yadus has to be. But again, the Rav Shlomo says they have to know that they're a gerkotten, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says that they have to know that they can make a mechoe. And if they don't know that they can make a mechoe, so even if they become 30 years old and then someone tells them that they can make a mechoe, they can oikar the ganze yadus. This is what I said yesterday. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, because of that chidush, he's advising the parents to take the kid when he's 12 years old and to tell him that he could make a mechor, and the kid will say that he wants to stay, because if you will leave it when he's older, he could do it to you when he's 30. If you will not tell him, you just tell him, you know, you're a gerkotten, you want to stay, and he will say yes. So later, when he's 30, he could change his mind. Now, one more Shlomo, before we start the Mishnah. The Briskerov and Sefer and Chidush Imor and Rizalevi al Rambam, in the back is a letter, and the Briskerov writes Me'oid Me'oid Tmuim Divrei Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Melochim, when he brings down our sugya, he writes a couple words. ונויח שנסגייר ומל וטובל ורויצה לחזור מאחרי השם וליו יסגר תוישוב בנויח שנסגייר ומעל וטובל ורויצה לחזו מאחרי השם. כמו שהיום מקודם, אין שוימים לו. אלו יהיה כי ישראל לכל דובר או יהורג. פרק דבריסקרו, what is או יהורג? אין בנויח שנסגייר ומעל וטובל ואחר כך רוצה לחזו מאחרי השם ולי יסגר תוישוב. אין שיימים לו, it's all the reshining say, אלא יהיה כי ישראל גמו. אוי יהורג. זאת מזכרו, והדבורים מאויד מאויד תמויים, וואי יהורג. וכי תימא שעובר על איכון מהווי יש שחיים עם הלמיסה, לא מצורך הרמב״ם, why the Rambam has to bring it down here? Why the Rambam has to bring it down here? כאילו משמע אין דה רמב״ם ואת איסחויזר איסחייב מיסה. Why איסחייב מיסה? לחור is like a regular yet that decided to go off the דרך. And the רמב״ם שתית נשתה זה. And the רמב״ם שתית נשתה זה. So, the בסקרוב says להדבורים מאויד מאויד תמויים. And what the בסקרוב בעצם is מכוון, this is what I hear from שמור שפירה, the בסקרוב is מכוון that שתית in the רמב״ם that is a מושג of חזורם. Chazor by a cotton is mevatel the geirus. Chazor by a godel, like we medayik for Reb Nochem, is not mevatel the geirus. But to do that, you chayev misa. Okay, what is the mocker? It's no chazach. We don't have the mocker. But the whole sugya, we said, what is this chazor? We had first pshat the Rashbo, we had lefi the Rambam, lefi Teisves. Reb Nochem is medayik that is a musik chazor mikan velahaba. We don't know what it is. In Rambam is another diuk that is a musig of chazore. Aval, it needs no chasach asach pshat. What is this musig of the chazore? What is this musig of chazore? Aval lo yetzuyar is no musig of chazore. Lo yetzuyar is no musig of chazore. As long as Tam, he doesn't want to be a yid. So, shagetz. You have to kill him? No, you have to kill him? So, he doesn't want to be a yid. State in Rambam there's a musig chazore. It doesn't help, and because you do it, you chayev misa. We have to know why. Abelu yitzir is no musik chazore. What is the shaykhus? The guy is a ger, and now he doesn't want to be a ger. What is the shaykhus to say that he's chayev misa? What? No, he was mekabel. A ger should is guy. No, he's not chayev misa. He's a guy. The Rambam says he stays a yid. You can't change your mind. But you chayev misa. The haynu, I'm trying to explain. What we started this year is a musig of chazoret. Omar Rav Yosef Migdino Yecholim Limchos. The Rishonim give it a minute. Also, even the Rishonim. Very strange. It's 1 minute. We don't know where it is. Why? I want to be madgish again. We're not. I'm just pesach pesach as mekedzog and teir. Lamoshul. The Rishonim say we don't know when is the minute that you could be chayzer. I mean, you don't know when is the minute. The guy has to have time to be chayzer. No, it's kilo is a schus chazor for a second. Yeah, we don't know what it is. Reb Nochem was medayik in Rashi. It's mikan v'leabo. We don't know what it is. These are the orders that we had. The mikan v'leabo. We didn't know what it is. Why did Rishonim give 1 second? It's not normal. So we spoke about Ger Kotten. The Rambam speaks about every girl. And then Reb Nochem was medayik that why he says the musik chazor. Just it doesn't help. It's a musik chazor. It's a musik chazor. I'm a girl. I'm changing my mind. I came in, I'm coming out. So by a godel you can't do it. When Beis Din did it to me, I could say no. Kivyochol, I will explain. Again, I'm only saying the Ruach HaDvarim. The Ruach HaDvarim is, Mr. Shmuel said that he heard from the Biskerov, the Ruach HaDvarim. State in the sugya that is a musig of chazoret. State in the sugya that is a musig of chazoret. And that chazor is limited. Miyad! The Rishonim don't know when exactly. It's a musig of chazor. It's a musig of chazor. Zog the Reb Nochem b'das Rambam, yad diyukim b'das Rashi, mikan v'la'abo. So Yidin stops to be a Yid. Yeah, it's a mod nazach. The Torah says, yeah, it's a musig to stop to be a Yid. We said maybe with Tesis and Sanedrin, but maybe without. It's a musig to stop to be a Yid. By a godel, there's no musik to stop to be a yid. Zog the rabbi, but if you chap it with that, you chayiv misa. You chayiv misa if you did it. Yeah, what a beautiful. Say, okay, so I'm not doing it. They'll stop to kill him, or because he said that his chayiv are ready to kill him, I don't know the gedolim. If the pshat, if he's misnaying, not like a... But state in Ramam, the biskerov. The lotion of biskerov is... The lotion of biskerov. The biskerov. Dvorov t'mui mehem me'oid me'oid. T'arei osem kvar hu Yisrael gomu lechol dinov. Uma beino l'shar Yisrael. Ve'im rotzulemo sh'nizchai mizu b'shvil eiza adobar sh'oso. Eiza dinema b'zeh. But the answer is, this is what Shmuel Shapira said. That when we finish the sugya, mitzad sheni, we touched over the sugya four times, a musig of mechoe. Mechoe mikan v'le'abo, without taste of Sanhedrin. Like we started last week. Mechoe! Mechoe for 1 minute. For 1 minute mechoe. 1 minute mechoe. 1 minute mechoe. Don't know what it is. It's a chiddush of mechoe. The Rishonim understand it, the Rishonim don't understand it. But it's a musig of mechoe. It's a chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. Abaye doesn't agree, Rove agrees. Okay, the Rashba said a teretz. We said a teretz. I think, if I remember correct, I heard what Shmuel Shapira said. All of the Rishonim had to ask on the sugya. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Gdil Yechoyim Limchoyis, Pshite! Every schus you could be moicher. No one asked it. We found Sarashma and Kiddushin. We said if it tastes in Sanhedrin, we started shir. Maybe if the Ramban is a teretz. Why all the Rishonim didn't yell in the sugya? Mechoe? Pshite! Abaye is choylek, Rove is choylek. The teretz is Mechoe Zanaye Zach. Mechoe Zanaye Sugya of Mechoe. And again, Avada is shver, and we have to know, klapi the sugya, we're learning kipshutai, it's medin sochin, and it's medin mechoe, and we're not changing the sugya. But to remember the four nekudas where we spoke, cotton for 1 minute, abai verove, and the loshon Rambam that says that godel cannot be choizer. If you remember, we mentioned everything in the first day of the sugya, that Rabnochem said that etzem adovo, that the Rambam has to say, she godel can make a chazore, vice toys. That the Chazor is not Medin Zochim. Because if it's Chazor and Medin Zochim, what the Rambam has to say, that you can't make a Chazor. What is the tzad you can make a Chazor? Shait in Rambam, there was a tzad that people could change their mind. So like the Rambam, you can't do it, but if you're cotton, you could do it. It was the first dirk that we started. The Rambam Perek Yud Aloche Aleph. Ger Golish and his guy can't change his mind, but if he's a cotton, he could change his mind. We said, why a Godel will change his mind? Not because Zochim. Stop! And of them stated in the Rambam that by a cotton you could do it. So the Rishonim say, when you could do it? When you're a little kid. When you're older, it's really too late to do it. A god can change his mind. A cotton can change his mind. Again, it's a dvorim tmuim. It's a Pesach. I think a milan gazah sugi good. We'll start the Mishnah. Hagodl shebo al haktano. The cotton shebo al hagdoilo. ומוקס איץ כסובוסו מעושה עם דברי רב מאיר וחכומים אומרים מוקס איץ כסובוסו מונה. So we'll start to be mindy the sugya. We have three noshim that Tanakama gives them a ksuba מעושה עם, and רב מאיר holds only in מוקס איץ כסובוסו מונה. So רב מאיר holds if she's not a psulo she gets 100, if she's a psulo she gets מעושה עם. Why the first two ladies are psulos? So God labo al haktano b'suleo choizrim v'kot nabo al hagdoilo. The Rishonim say he also doesn't manage to break the psulim. He doesn't reach mokim ha-psulim. That's what the Rishonim. So Tanakame holds in all the first three cases k'suvoso mosaim, Rab Meir holds k'suvoso mone. K'suvoso mone. So why lefita nekame k'suvoso ma'osai? Why lefita nekame k'suvoso ma'osai? So the first two ladies make sense that k'suvoso ma'osai. Why? They're psulas. Why the third one k'suvoso ma'osai? Even though she's mukaseitz, aval was loy nasa bidei odom, So ksubos ma'asayim. And Rav Meir holds, if she's a psula, it's ma'asayim. If she's a not a psula, it's money. So it's a very shver Rashi. The first Rashi here is very shver. God labal aktano pchusu b'sholei she'ein biyosu biyo she'arei b'sulei ochoizri. Why Rashi says she'ein biyosu biyo? Lama zogim biyosu biyo b'sulei ochoizri. If a person is ma'anis a ishasish and the ishasish is pchusu b'sholei, so he's not chayiv misa. If a person does arayas pchusu b'sholei, she's not chayiv misa. It's not called arayas. Zogt Rashi, the first two words of Rashi, Chusim b'sholei, en biyosu biyo. Zogt Rashi, chusim da, shari b'sulei ochoizri. So even if biyosu biyo, abaval b'sulei ochoizri, she has to get ma'asayim. Why Rashi says, she'en biyosu biyo, that it's not called that he did a biyo. Even if it's called that he did a biyo, abaval b'sulei ochoizri, b'meile she has to get ma'asayim. Why not? Again, b'suleo choizrim, she's b'cheskat psulo. She got married when she was 2 years old, and the husband died later when he's 2 and 1 day. Agodol shebo alaktano k'suboso meosayim, because she's a psulo. Rashi could have said because she's a psulo. Rashi adds a couple words. Chutz with the fact that she's a psulo, the beer is not called a beer. I'm asking a kasha. You're not answering my kasha. But Rashi said that it comes back. What agav? If it doesn't come back, Limoshu. So the fear of Meir will be money. Rashi has to say that it comes back. If it doesn't come back, it's Legor of Bukaseit. Ba 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 ba. What? She's Besulo. What should we be Cheskes Beulo Edev? Maybe she's not a Besulo. Here she's a Besulo. So state in Rashi that it's not enough that she's a Besulo. Sogt Rashi that it's not enough that she's Becheskes, that the Besulim come back. Zogt Rashi that it has to be that the beer is not called a beer. The beer is not a beer. The beer is not a beer. The beer is not a beer. As I stated in Rashi. And the Shaila, why Rashi has to say that the beer is not a beer? My Rashi has to say that the beer is not a beer. Without Rashi saying the beer, state in Rashi that if the beer would be a beer, even if the psulim will come back, she will not have a ksuba. We'll have to get back to this Rashi. Now, this is the first case. Gol Shabbat Laktano. Yes. The cotton Shabbat Lakdoilo. What would be if it's a cotton Shabbat Lakdoilo? If it's a cup, the Shabbat Lagdoilo, so there, again, two things happen. One thing, the psulim don't go off. The psulim don't go off. And chutz on that the psulim don't go off, Zogat Tesisrid, it's not called a Maisa Beer. It's not called a Maisa Beer. So again, both you have. That it's not called a Maisa Beer, and the psulim don't go off. Umuka says, even that she doesn't have psulim, but while it's not a beer, so lefit and ekamik suvosum osai. For Rab Meir, Dibri Rab Meir, Dibri Rab Meir, Chachomim Oimrim, Mukaseitz Ksuvos Omone. Vash is not a psula. And the other first two, she's considered a psula. So B'meile, Rab Tanek Chachomim, Anat Choylik and Rab Meir. Zog the Mishnah. Here's the Aschole, I want to make a starke Aschole to Machlekes Rishayni. Psula, someone that we know that she's a psula, Almono, Grusho, Vechalutso, Mena Nesuim, Ksuvos Omone. She's an Almone, but we know that she's a psula. She's a grusha, we know she's a psula. Time she was a psula and she got married, but she's a psula. How we know that she's a psula? Either we have aiding that she's a psula. Either we have aiding that she's a psula. Either he's made that she's a psula. She's made that she's a psula. Ksuvasamane. Why ksuvasamane? Azil, why ksuvasamane? makes him also money. She's a psula. Now she became an esua. Why ksuv also money? Zogt Rashi. Ksuv also money. Im nises leacher stam. Ksuv also money. The becheskas beule kaimem mishenich mesalechupa. So here's the shaila. Why is ksuv also money? She's a psula. She says that she's a psula. He says that she's a psula. Everyone knows that she's a psula. Everyone knows that she's a psula. Say she knows that she's a psula, and he knows that she's a psula. So why ksuva some money? Why ksuva some money? So we have a machlekes rishoni. We'll make the ascholim. The Rashba learns like this. Alright, this lady is Becheskas Besula. She's for sure a Besula. Why? He's made that she's a Besula, and she says that she's a Besula. So why should she get only a money? Zog the Rashba, we have a mistake. You don't pay Merasayim for the Besulim. If you pay Merasayim for the Besulim, she's a Besula. You pay Merasayim for the Chino, the Chain. A psula has a chain. She was not used. She's a psula. She has a chain. If she gets married, she loses the chain. Even if she's a psula. But she lost her chino. She lost her chino. She lost her chino. So while she's a nesua, she loses the chino. Why nesua loses the chino? Because maybe it's close to get married, it's about to get married. But even if we know for sure that she's not a Be'ula, she lost the Chino. She lost the Chino. B'meile, Zog derash bo, psulo, if she's almon, no grusha v'chalutza v'na nesuim, ksuvos amone. Ksuvos amone. Why ksuvos amone? Because she lost the Chino. She lost the chayim. Zog the Rashba. This is the reason, Lemoshul, why Boigeres Ksuvasa Mosayim. She's also not a psula. The Boigeres is also not a psula. So why she doesn't get Mosayim? Why she doesn't get Mosayim? The Teretz is what? What? So some say that she's a psula. Zog the Rashba, she has a chino. She has chino. While she has chino, b'meila she gets Mosayim. She gets Mosayim. So the Mosayim is not negeh if she's a psula or not. If she has the chino, she gets the Mosayim. And if she doesn't have the chino, she doesn't get the Mosayim. Zog the Rashba, Lemoshul, why mukaseit lefita nekam and gets Mosayim? But she's not a psula. Zog the Rashba, but she has chino. So zog the Rashba, the noise is chino or not chino. So psulo, min hanesuim, doesn't have a chino. Lefid them, zog Rav Kiva Eiger, what would be if she was a nida, b'shas that she was a nesua? For sure it was no beer. Even so, ksiva samana, she lost the chino. It's aiding that she's a psulo. Ksiva samana. She lost the chino. What a bile marshal. If it's not negeya legabi ksuva, legabi knas. The halacha is if you me'anis a psula, you pay knas. If you me'anis a be'ula, you don't pay knas. What would be if this isha was a psula nesua? You pay knas or you don't pay knas? She was a psula. She was a nesua, but she didn't do it. He's moide and she's moide. Both of them are moide. The me'anis is moide. She's moide. She's a psula. You pay knas or you don't pay knas. Zog the tesis of the chavtes. Avada, you pay knas. There is no gemara that she's a beula. There's no gemara that she's a beula. The gemara only said that the mishnah only said that she loses the chino. She doesn't have the chain because she went into the suim. This is shitas harashba. In the Rambam and in Rashi steht nicht das. The words of Rashi is the becheskas beule kaime. Rashi doesn't say mitzad she lost the chinuch. The Rashi says she becheskas beule kaime. The Rambam three places says she becheskas beule kaime. So we have a machleik is pshat in the sefer of the Mishnah. Why besula almona ksuvos omona? Lefi the Rashbo, not because she's becheskas beula. Not because she's becheskas beula. No vos, because of the chino. And lefi Rashi, and lefi the Rambam, it's because she's becheskas beula. We'll see what it'll be if we know that she's not. We'll have to mind this.